This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Live rounds were fired at opposition protesters in Zimbabwe's capital Wednesday. VOA's Anita Powell.
Opposition protesters and security forces clashed in central Harare Wednesday, with riot police and soldiers firing tear gas, rubber bullets, live rounds, and water cannon. The demonstrators, protesting outside the offices of the Electoral Commission, want the immediate release of results from Monday's presidential election. Opposition leader Nelson Chamisa is claiming victory over current President Emmerson Mnangagwa. As the afternoon progressed, protests escalated. First, police and water cannon trucks arrived at the Electoral Commission and sprayed protesters with water and with tear gas. Protesters threw rocks in their direction and started fires in the street. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted for Attorney General Jeff Sessions to put an end to the Russia investigation. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
On Twitter, President Trump says Jeff Sessions should stop right now when he called this rigged witch hunt before it continues to stain the country any further. The president has had a rocky relationship with Sessions since his attorney general recused himself from investigating Russia and the 2016 election. Ed Donahue, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked by reporters if Trump was ordering Sessions to end the probe.
It's not an order. It's the president's opinion. And it's ridiculous that all of the corruption and dishonesty that's gone on with the launching of the witch hunt, the president wants to has watched this process play out. But he also wants to see it come to an end, as he stated many times. And we look forward to that happening.
Remains presumed to be those of soldiers who fought in the Korean War were honored in South Korea Wednesday. Remains are now being flown to Hawaii for in-depth forensic analysis. This is VOA News. Mali's defense ministry says at least four soldiers have been killed in an attack by armed men in the central Ségou region. The attack comes as votes are being counted after Sunday's elections. Provisional results are expected this week. If none of the 24 presidential candidates wins more than 50% of the count, a second round of voting will be on August 12th. The defense minister says the gunmen ambushed the convoy on Tuesday, but no group has claimed responsibility. The attack is similar to others by Al-Qaeda-linked extremists in Mali's central region. Passengers are expressing gratitude to be alive after an airliner crashed in Mexico. Passenger Alberto Herrera told NBC's Today show he had a feeling there may be problems with the plane after lifting off.
Essentially, you kind of felt like something was wrong. Oh. And at that point, I just started, out of instinct, bracing for impact as the plane started jolting and then slamming into the ground.
The governor of Mexico's Durango state says a gust of wind hit the aircraft as it was taking off, forcing the pilot to abort. Democratic Republic of Congo opposition leader Jean-Pierre Bemba returned home Wednesday for a presidential run. Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich has more.
Bemba stepped off a private jet in the capital, Kinshasa, on Wednesday, where he was greeted by thousands of cheering supporters. Witnesses say police fired tear gas as they tried to clear the road. Bemba's war crimes convictions were quashed on appeal in May, and he confirmed last month his plan to run for president in December's election. The former vice president, who narrowly lost to incumbent Joseph Kabila in 2006, is expected to have a real chance of victory.
That was Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich. Leaked chats show alleged Russian spies are seeking hacking tools. Correspondent Rafael Satter reports the Associated Press probe reveal more details about the alleged spies' activities.
For example, we found their names attached to dissertations that have been published and posted online. We found their names or their nicknames posted to gaming websites, giving us an idea of what they do in their spare time. And we've even been able to get photos from within the military base that their unit is allegedly based out of.
An eyewitness described seeing two men fleeing hurriedly by boat after apparently stealing priceless treasures from the Swedish royal regalia, including a jeweled crown.
I knew immediately that they were burglars because of the way they were behaving.
The pieces were on display inside a medieval cathedral. Police say that two people allegedly stole two crowns and an orb used by King Carl IX and Queen Christina. Authorities have been searching by helicopter and boats, but have not been captured. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.